Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. This guy attacked the show, and now he's been arrested. Before we get to that, coming up an hour from now, Governor Dum Dum's bad day is the best thing that's happened to us in a long time. We have audio of his implosion an hour from now in news.
Yay, Dum Dum.
President Trump's going to call in and tell us his nickname for morning poo, and you'll hear the sound of Mike Bloomberg's campaign basically ending.
Oops.
Let's go back to this guy who attacked the show and has now been arrested.
Oh, good.
Back when we were calling the Jennifer Doulos murder case the missing mom case, we were trying to get guests on the show, and Ashley went on a Facebook group that was dedicated to finding her. Mm-hmm. And she was requesting an interview, like, if anyone knew the housekeeper, you know, let us know.
Right.
So he goes on and says, these guys are not good people. They have Norm Pattis on. Don't anyone talk to them. Like, he's the shepherd of the group.
Exactly. I'll protect you.
Right.
Protector.
And blocked me.
I am protector.
He blocked. It was, you know, it was kind of gross for a reporter to block. And I say reporter, I'm not really using that word in the true sense.
No.
His LinkedIn claims he does everything.
Right.
Actor, speaker. He actually put crime investigator on.
Crime investigator,
and then removed it after his arrest.
Oh.
All right. So he was arrested, which, by the way, if you know this guy in any way, if you're on a Facebook page with him or any social media, please tell him that we were talking about him, and we took great delight in him being arrested and his life imploding.
We left.
Imploding.
Okay. Yes.
All right, very good. Here's a report from Fox 61.
How can a murderer fear me?
The man who police say gave Fotis Doulos holy water, capsules of magnesium, and two spiritual books explained why he did it.
He told me he was very depressed, wasn't sleeping, and I said to him, you need to take magnesium and B6. And he said, yeah, I probably do. And I said, I have an extra magnesium, but if I come over next time, I'll bring some. The holy water is because I'm a Catholic, I went to Mass on Christmas Eve. I got a spiritual book that the priest said, re-gift this to somebody who needs it.
Regaglia, a stranger to Doulos, showed up at his door on Christmas Eve. Police say Fotis, quote, responded to this outpouring.
What
by
guy shows up at a murderer's house on Christmas Eve?
Was he dressed as a shepherd?
Right. He wasn't spreading good cheer or love. He was trying to get information, like to befriend this guy to write a book.
It was a plot. He was infiltrating.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Just the three kings and everything.
Regaglia, a stranger to Doulos, showed up at his door on Christmas Eve. Police say Fotis, quote, responded to this outpouring by inviting Brad to his home for Christmas.
He started to cry and he hugged me. Asked me for my cell phone number.
The two carried on a strange texting. Regaglia wasn't shy about defending the tactics he used to gather information from Doulos, who just a few weeks later would be arrested for the murder of his estranged wife, Jennifer.
The way you get information is you get into the brain of the other person and you find out their weaknesses.
This
and you
guy
show
is such a scumbag.
Oh, my God.
Sicko.
Now he's an expert.
No, but this is the guy who told everyone not to talk to us.
Right. Yep.
Scumbag.
Yeah, because he wanted the information. Don't talk to them.
So
I
he could
it.
Write a book and make money off of the death of a mother of five.
That's called being a vulture. You're picking off the bones to satisfy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You vulture.
And you find out their weaknesses and you show some of your weaknesses. And when weaknesses, you get somebody open up.
That could also be called deception.
Deception? A man who killed his wife? And in fact, if you want to look at some of the great reporting stories, most of the times it's deception to get the story.
Of murder, you could be a scumbag to them. This guy's unbelievable.
Right. I'm not a deceptor.
And we weren't there was no deception in our post.
Absolutely not.
No.
Totally.
We weren't
honest.
Trying to be friends with the housekeeper.
No. Just lay it out right
by
there.
By befriending her.
Right.
Having her trust us. And then
under false pretenses.
And then we're going to write a book about what she says. Ashley went on there and said, we want to talk to her on the air.
Right. Mm-hmm. No magnesium or holy water here.
Oh, this guy is such a
douche.
This is, he's at the bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
Reporting stories, most of the times it's for deception to get the story.
Regaglia blamed Norm Pattis.
Deception to get the story.
Right, right. Whatever it takes, hook or crook.
Right.
What I did is nothing new. I'm not the only bad person.
Right, I didn't perfect this.
There's
I just use
no
it.
Way he's in a relationship. No way. No way.
Not a good one.
No way. Nothing that lasts more than a day.
Right.
Go ahead.
Regaglia blamed Norm Pattis for not vetting him.
We're aware of at least one other individual who thinks he's going to get rich writing a book on FOTUS.
Norm Pattis is a joke. I'm not in it for money. In fact, the book I'm writing on Jennifer will go to domestic violence.
After FOTUS is
right. Sure.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, because we can trust you so far. Right, you have an honest
right,
face, honest tactics.
Was, yeah.
Right,
that's what it was. Oh. It was going to go to that.
Then why are we talking about this?
I live in a crappy apartment. I have no money and not a real job, but I was going to donate money to, yeah, right.
I went to a talk show circuit or like release for a movie or nothing. No, no.
I wish right there the reporter said, is that truth or is that deception?
Right.
Like right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You should have been the reporter.
Yeah.
After FOTUS's death, police caught Regaglia trespassing at Dulos's 80 Mountain Spring property. A judge ordered him to stay away, and his case was continued to March 23rd.
All right, what's missing in this story is this reporter was texting back and forth with FOTUS.
Yes.
And then he sends a text that says he bit, but he sent it to FOTUS by accident.
Don't!
And remember when he was trying to tell people to not talk to us on that Facebook page? He spelled New Haven, Mew Haven.
Mew Haven,
Mew Haven.
Yes.
Mew Haven. Mew, mew, meow, meow. Surf, surf.
Dope.
Yep.
Mew.
Yep. And dope business.
Just not a good person.
No.
You know, this is the reporter that other reporters see at a press conference. Like, ugh.
Yeah, reporter in air quotes. Yeah,
like, I have to shower. Yeah. Ugh.
In Latin, they call this person scumbag.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's in Latin. Scumbag.
Gives reporters a bad name.
Definitely does.
This is why people don't talk to reporters, because
yep.
This person.
Deception is nothing new.
Glad he was arrested.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He posted yesterday on his Facebook page a selfie, and it says...
All of his pictures are selfies.
Yep. It says...
Little friends.
A Wednesday. Good morning. Sending nothing but positivity and light your way.
And, no, you mean deception,
right.
Lies.
And trickery.
Greed.
Trickery.
And douchebaggery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's, I know you guys don't like to watch debates. I normally don't, but Michael Bloomberg, I think is, well, until yesterday, I thought was going to be the candidate to go against Donald Trump. And I thought, wow, this is going to be good. Two billionaires from New York going at it.
Right.
It'll be kind of fun to watch.
The Clash of Titans.
And I thought that he's the guy that could actually beat Donald Trump. He spent $450 million on his campaign so far, hasn't gotten one delegate.
Oops.
So he finally gets the threshold to 10% to get on stage at the debate, and here's his first night. So I thought, well, I want to tune in and get a little preview of how good this guy's going to be on stage against other people, because there's no one on there that... you know, is equal to the fight that Donald Trump's going to bring.
Okay.
So he gets on stage. Elizabeth Warren, who I thought was a lightweight until I watched her last night on a debate stage, she comes out swinging at Bloomberg.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is.
But understand this.
Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another.
That's her opening 60 seconds. And
wow.
I thought, oh, man, she got some gloves on this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now I can't wait for him to respond.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He responds. He has two short answers. They're really awkward. I think, okay, first time on stage, in a presidential, in a big stage.
It's a newbie.
And you haven't been mayor for a while. All right.
Out of practice.
Some rust.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little bit.
So now this thing is going. NBC ran the most unorganized debate I've ever seen. They can learn from this show how to run a debate. This thing, it was a free-for-all. People were just jumping in. There was no question. and then everyone gets a certain amount of time to answer. It was a free-for-all. They're all just jumping all over
like
each other.
Like a street fight.
Bloomberg and Biden were the most quiet people on the stage.
Wow.
Barely spoke.
Nice.
16 minutes in, I'm like, man, Bloomberg better start getting in here. He has a lot to prove, and he just took some potentially fatal blows.
Yeah, he got nailed.
Then about 26 minutes in, Warren lays some more gloves on him, and I think that this was the implosion. This is going to be the thing that everybody focuses on until he drops out of the race.
Former employees have claimed that your company was a hostile workplace for women. When you were confronted about it, you admitted making sexually suggestive remarks, saying, quote, that's the way I grew up.
And I have no tolerance for the kind of behavior that the Me Too movement has exposed. And anybody that does anything wrong in our company, we investigate it. And if it's appropriate, they're gone that day.
But I hope you heard what his defense was. I've been nice to some women. That just doesn't cut it. The mayor has to stand on his record. And what we need to know is exactly what's lurking out there. He has gotten some number of women, dozens, who knows, to sign non-disclosure agreements, both for sexual harassment and for gender discrimination in the workplace. So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
This is it. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. So this is gonna be all they talk about until he drops out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where's the non-disclosure? Let the women speak. Let the women speak. Let the women speak.
Yep.
Wow. I was blown away. $450 million his first time on stage. 26 minutes in, he's done.
Boom.
I'm sure it's a write-off, right?
I don't know how he comes back from this, other than you let the women speak.
Right. Yeah. Come clean.
And
take your chances.
I don't know. But didn't we all think about this with Donald Trump several times? We thought, oh, he's done.
Yep.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah, but Trump is different. Trump can spin things. This guy can't.
So he's part of the party that doesn't tolerate any of this stuff.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So that's what he's running for right now.
Yeah, maybe go independent.
But look, I like football because it's physical and there's intellectual part of it.
Yeah.
The planning.
The strategy.
The X's and the O's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, strategy.
This is all X's and O's. Now, more people would watch debates if it would get a little physical, right?
So
now, wouldn't you like to see a fight between Bloomberg and Warren?
Yes,
fight,
I would.
Or
yes.
Sanders?
Fight,
I would.
Fight.
Of course,
right.
He'd have all low blows, though.
Like, if a fight broke out on stage, it was like, oh, wait, let him finish it out. Let him punch it out.
Exactly. Right, no to break it up.
Everyone would watch.
We definitely would.
I'd watch.
And the replays and pay-per-view and everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, play the rest of this.
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me point. There's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
So wait, when you say it is up to, I just want to be clear. Some is how many? And when you say they signed them and they wanted them, if they wish now to speak out and tell their side of the story about what it is they allege, that's now okay with you? You're releasing them on television tonight?
Senator? No.
Is that right?
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, donezo.
Oh,
money well spent.
And you should... I've seen the tweets coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Done, 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 done.
Right.
Done, done.
Did we just see the end of Michael Bloomberg's campaign?
Done, done,
done.
Done, 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 done.
Normally, these things are boring. I thought it was going to go the other way. I thought it'd be interesting, but I thought it'd be good for Bloomberg. This was implosion.
It's the exact opposite. Yeah.
Implosion.
Ka-boom.
Ka-boom.
Like Bloomberg.
You should have seen his face when she said, How many agreements are there? When you say how many is that? If she would have just let that hang out there a little bit longer, because he made a face like, oh, I can't calculate that high right now. It was bad.
For a second, it looked like he wanted to answer, and then he thought better of it.
Yeah.
It looked like he wanted to say, it's like three or four. And then he's like, that's going to be two or three too many.
Yeah. Should have mic'd his pants.
His face said, you know, it's probably a lot I don't even know about that they just settled, you know.
Yeah. This week?
I don't know. We had a whole office for that.
I don't know.
I run a company.
Yeah, for God's sake. I'm important. Rumpf.
Wow.
Got papers to shovel.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know. Normally these are boring. That was not boring.
No, that was a good one. Yep.
And then Bernie Sanders is always Bernie Sanders. He's the guy that should be in a robe and slippers holding a newspaper on his lawn yelling at kids,
kids.
In a neighborhood, right?
Absolutely.
You kids are making noise.
Huh?
You stay off my lawn.
I'm trying to sleep over here for Christ's sake.
And don't you ever come back. I'm going to tell your parents,
hey,
Jimmy.
Hey,
I know your father for a long time.
Your dog just soiled on my property.
I just pooped myself.
Oh, wait. Is that me or the
dog? Somebody's going to clean this up right now.
Was that me or the dog?
But, Mr. Sanders, that's our porch.
Was that me or the dog?
Was that me or the dog? I can't tell. It's hopefully large. It's hopefully like a large dog over there.
Your dog's been pooping on my... Wait, that was me.
My slippers. How did I get on top of my slippers? I don't understand how this happened. For God's sake, I need new slippers now.
You know who was really good? Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah?
Or however you say his name.
Booty judge.
Booty judge.
He was really good.
Yeah. He judges booty.
Hello.
President Trump.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, Spaz and Ray J?
Hey, close. Yep, getting there.
I'm going to get it one of these days.
You are.
Hey, listen, I have great news. I just invited the American Airlines seat-punching guy to the White House.
Oh, nice.
I mean, frankly, he's been treated very unfairly by the fake news. Just
right.
Terrible. I might even surprise him with a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
You should have him sit behind you on Air Force One.
Well, you're always thinking, aren't
right.
you?
Or yeah. behind Pelosi, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, maybe behind her seat.
Yeah,
that would be more fun.
Right.
Well, happy belated President's Day.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did you do anything special?
You mean other than sending out a dozen tweets about all the lame stuff the liberals are doing while I'm taking my morning Bloomberg?
Your morning Bloomberg.
You name it. It's the same
height. Can I do poop jokes on the air?
Sure, absolutely. Why not? It's the same height, same width. Yep, man, both full of it.
There you go. It's a Bloomberg.
Right, yes.
What's your take on the Democratic debate last night?
I mean, I watched a little bit, only because I bought some ad time on NBC for my Trump International Hotel. You just go to the bar inside the casino, say all Democrats are losers, you get 10% off your cocktail.
That works.
Huh, sounds like a good deal.
Now through
deal.
The end of February.
Exactly.
I mean, who wants to hear 3 hours of complaining? Bernie hates billionaires. Pocahontas hates corruption. Bloomberg hates roller coasters with a height restriction.
That's the worst, yep. Exactly. Once we're this tall, yep. He never gets on them.
Bernie Sanders has picked up a lot of momentum. Double digits in the polls now.
I think everyone in Vegas was betting on how many times Bernie was going to say the top 1%.
Is Bernie on the line right now?
I'm right here. I was just taking my heart medication. Oh. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good. Thank you.
Nice job on the debate.
We're doing great. Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun to make fun of a billionaire in person, unlike Donald Trump. But I have yet to do that. I'll see you probably in November.
Yeah, don't count on it, Bernie.
It's nice to have him on the line.
Really. Yeah, very convenient.
We need to get rid of all these Wall Street fat cats that think they can do whatever they want because they have money. All right?
Can you?
We want to put the power back to the people. That's the America I want to live in.
Whatever.
It's not, it's not 1812 anymore, but okay.
How is this guy polling so high?
It's so weird that he just,
I mean, at least with my ratings, it's understandable. I mean, my ratings are huge.
Right.
It's like you can't make a phone call without him listening in.
Exactly. It's like hacking you again.
I'm always here.
Creepy.
It's like Obama's tapping my phones again.
Yeah, I know you always have like 20 people on every phone call you make, but having Bernie be one of those people, weird.
On a conference call, yeah.
I have no idea what's going on yet.
Yeah. Any comments on any of the other candidates? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I think Sleepy Joe is all done.
Yeah.
All done. It's bedtime for Bonzo. I mean, you almost wish you could walk up to him and let him smell your hair. You feel sorry for him.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't look real.
Or kiss my cheek from behind, yes.
Yeah, and then Pocahontas, she should just pack her teepee up and go home.
That's her dress.
I think it's over. And then Amy Klobuchar. Is it just me, or is she wearing all of Hillary's hand-me-down pantsuits?
Okay, I thought I noticed something.
Well, Bloomberg looks like he's the one to beat now.
Bloomberg is the one.
Yeah, and you're going to have to.
I mean, I'll take whoever. Yeah. I'll take whoever on.
Is Bloomberg on the line now?
Yes, hello, guys. It's Michael Bloomberg. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Been great to be here.
How many people are on this phone call?
Great to be here.
I got a lot of lines.
I swear I locked the door, sir.
Right.
I don't know what he's talking about, but we're having a good time. I'm putting on lots of ads. They're pissing Donald off, and we're gonna win this thing. Super Tuesday. Just wait and see.
It's like the Democrats.
Well, he's a dreamer. He's a bigger dreamer than Bernie.
Wow, look at that.
Hey, I heard that.
The Democrats have found their mirror image of Donald Trump.
Right.
It's not, right?
It's
New York.
It's smaller than it appears. But
elderly
yeah.
white billionaire.
Right.
It's just like Seinfeld. He's my bizarro Jerry.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you all for coming on.
I'll hang up the phone, sir. They've already gone.
It's been a long, hard fight. But ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to tell you that tolls are dead in Connecticut. Nice fight.
Yes.
Good fighting, buddy. We did it.
Yes. Yes.
Rain down, stupid toes are dead.
Sorry. Harumph.
Yeah.
Are you doing good?
It's a good fight.
Yes.
So first, Governor Dum-Dum campaigned that he would toll, but only the big tractor trailers.
The big trucks coming through.
30 days into his administration, he said, what did I say? I meant cars, too.
Yeah, cars and trucks. That's what I meant to say, yeah.
Cars and trucks.
Cars and trucks, right.
Birds and...
Bicycles.
Snails.
People with roller skates.
Everything.
Skateboards.
Everything.
Has wheels and toll it.
Oh, God.
On the road, I'll toll it.
So we fought that one down.
Raccoons.
And remember that plan? It was 89 tolls throughout the state. The map of Connecticut looked like a...
Measles.
Yeah, chicken pox.
But the goalie for a dart team. Yeah. For cork over here? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yep. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then that went down to 50-something, and then it was 30-something, and then it was just trucks, and... Then it was just 12 and just big trucks.
Right.
And man, this thing, they have worked so hard to try to screw us so bad.
Yep.
And I give us a lot of credit because normally, you know, we bore easily.
We buckle eventually.
So after a while, we're just like, all right, have your stupid tolls.
God's sake.
Patrick Sasser led this fight, and so many people went up to the Capitol with signs and made the phone calls and did all the work.
You're good people.
And it is dead. And now let us hear Governor Lamont announcing that tolls are dead.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I was elected to this job to fix problems.
Really?
And Jack Kennedy
and then why are
famously...
you making problems?
No, he's here to cause
and
problems.
And you're here to fix them.
How do you spell
it? Why are you making them?
How do you spell fix?
Oh, my God. Is this a guy who just sounds like a doctor who walked out of an operating room and the patient died?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds defeated.
And Jack Kennedy once famously said, the governor's to choose. And I've got a legislature
what?
That doesn't want to make
the
a choice.
Wait, the governor's to choose?
Forget he's rolling.
To govern is to choose.
Oh.
To govern is to choose.
Right.
I love when weak people quote strong people.
Yep. Somebody else.
Like, I've got nothing else to say.
Right,
so.
This is going
to
make me sound good. I can't really come up with anything, so let me take another quote.
Let me use JFK on this one.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've got a legislature that doesn't want to make a choice when it deals with a problem that we've had confronting this state.
I think they do want to make a choice.
Yeah.
And that is not vote.
Right. They choose.
Yeah. All right.
When it deals with a problem that we've had confronting this state for going well over a generation, that's our deteriorating roads and bridges and rail. And we've had a number of different options on the table to fix this in a credible way that takes care of our future.
That's credible.
It's credible.
Oh, credible.
In his view.
So I said credible.
Right? Let's grab some more money from these suckers.
I think he flubbled.
Right. EJ's pointing out a flubble.
I think he flubbled. I think he said credible.
And we've had a number of different options on the table to fix this in a credible way that takes care of our future.
Close. Credible, yeah.
All right, okay.
Neither the Republicans or the Democrats, especially in the Senate, are willing to make a choice right now. Obviously, the Republican plan, which ended up being taking money from the rainy day fund.
Okay, and your plan is so friggin' great it died. Okay, go ahead.
On the table.
No bill, no plan.
Yeah.
to vote on it. Instead, they wanted the filibuster for 30 hours and waste all of our time. Taking barbs from the sidelines.
Taking barbs.
I've had a number of plans.
Barbs from the sideline, not what? Taking them.
Who's barb? I don't even know barb.
Yes, I'd like to take a barb.
Is that like rhubarb?
I like rhubarb pie.
I love rhubarb pie. Can we have some?
I've had a number of plans before the House and the Senate.
Clearly, the trucks, they were all bad.
Yes, they were. If you had to have more than one. How about this one?
Every single one.
What does that say?
Look at me.
I've had about a dozen plans. I can't get one through.
Yeah. They all died.
I'm Mr. Effective.
They're all dead.
The trucks only tolling plan, which we had, is a bill ready to go with the votes ready to go if we can get people to vote.
votes are ready to go. No, the votes aren't ready to go. If the votes were ready to go, it would have passed.
Right.
Votes aren't ready to go.
Nope.
The votes are ready to go if they would just only vote.
I have to pee first. I can't vote right now.
It's basically passed. It just hasn't passed.
Am I going to number two? I'm not sure.
Right.
Right now, the Senate Democrats were worried that with 30 hours of filibuster, they may not be able to get their people together. Maybe we'd have to wait another week. Maybe we'd have to wait a few more weeks.
Right, trying to blame it on this threat of a 30-hour filibuster.
Right.
But trust me that if they had the votes, they'd all be there. If this was something they believed in strongly, they would be there.
They would be, but no.
So he's trying to hang it around someone else's neck. This hangs around your neck.
All right, here's the anchor.
You're the governor.
Here, hold this anchor.
Now, remember, his campaign promise was to toll the big tractor trailers.
Yes.
Now, if he came out and did that, do you think anyone would have protested or fought against it? It would have been, hey, that's what he said.
Yep.
And he won.
Yes.
No, but he got greedy.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted cars.
He did.
89 of them. Yeah, see, that's what happens when you get greedy. Look at you now.
Look at you now.
It's like the guy in Scarface.
I tell you, look at you now. I said nuts, okay? Look at you now.
What was that guy's name?
Just tell me.
He blows him away in the car.
Yeah. He was going to blow up the car with the kids in it. He's like, no kids.
I told you, no kids.
No kids.
No kids.
I told you, no cars.
Look at you now.
Yeah, right. And he's yelling at the dead guy who's
half
leaning up against the window with half a brain.
Look at you now, you stupid F.
Do you remember his name?
I want to say Otho.
Otho?
Yeah, because the guy said, but he was sent to kill one of them.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think so.
Otho Dedo.
Yeah, Otho Dedo.
All right.
Otho Cinco.
I think it's time to take a pause. If these guys aren't willing to vote and step up, I'm going to solve this problem. And right now, we're going to go back to the way we've done it for years in this state when we just kept kicking the can down the road. We both agree, Republicans and Democrats, we need $19 or $20 billion. That included $200 million additional to what we had before. So I'm going to do that out of bonding. I hate to do it this way. It's bonding in place of other things that are priorities. But right now, there's no other option on the table.
Yeah.
And I really urge...
How about weed?
The House and the Senate,
Wait,
in particular the
sports,
Senate, on both sides of the issue.
Boob.
You've got a bill. You know what you want to do. You want to take it from the rainy day fund. You want to do tractor trailers. But don't say, I can't make up my mind. I need another week. I need another week. I need another week.
Hold on.
I've heard that for a year.
I need another week.
I need another week. I need another week. I need another week. I need another week.
I need another week.
I need another week. I need another week.
I need another week.
I need another week.
Hey, can you fix that hair?
I need another week. 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 I need another week.
He must hate us so much.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, if we're ever on a ledge and like he walks by,
right?
I think we just wrote a song.
We did. It's called End of the Week.
Mm. Where'd you get that title?
Yeah, I couldn't.
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. Tom Petty wrote.
No, you know what he would call that? I need a day. It's like that's not what it says.
Yeah, no.
I need another week. 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 I need another week.
Boy, did we pick the right job or what?
Yeah, we did.
Holy crap. I'm having so much fun right now.
Lung butter.
Oh, my God.
Woo! It's hot in here now. I need the fan.
Need another week.
I need a fan now, goddammit.
What do you need?
Fan. I need the fan now.
Another week?
Now. I need the fan now.
I need the fan now.
I need the fan now.
I need the fan now.
I need the fan now.
I need the fan now.
I need the fan now. Hey! I'm putting the bell away, goddammit.
All right, do we want to hear the rest of this, Cliff?
Okay.
I think it's almost it's
can
almost
you top that?
It's almost over.
Oh, okay.
Don't say I can't make up my mind. I need another week. I need another week. I need another week. I've heard that for a year, and I've lost patience.
Yep.
Is he a doctor?
Wrong kind of patience.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Patience meaning the toll?
Yes. Yeah. Down on the table.
Wow. All right. So good news for all of us.
Yes. Hillary Joyce.
Because what happened was he showed us what was going to happen. See, now if he was a smart politician, it would be, all right, I promised tolls on trucks only.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that. And then the next legislative session.
We'll sneak the cars in.
We will expand that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But no, he wanted everything all at once.
Yep.
Got very greedy.
89
tolls. So he thought, well, we'll do 89 tolls, and then we'll negotiate that down to 50. Everyone will think that they got a deal.
Right.
And just everyone went bananas,
and
this is what you get.
Yep. Look at you now.
And, you know, hats off to the Democratic legislators who, you know, getting heat from the party, from Heckle and Jekyll.
Exactly.
And still said, I'm not, no, it's not good for my people. I represent these people, so good for them.
I want to keep my job, goddammit.
Yeah. But one more clip from Governor Dum Dum, and then we'll move on.
Is it a musical?
This one's a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. I like fun.
Yeah. This is, so the question when I heard this clip is, how dumb does he think we are?
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
This is a guy who just has been a millionaire, billionaire all his life, has wandered around the mansion.
Yes.
And has never really been around real people.
Silver spoon.
He's been explaining this, like, one of the things that's in his bill for transportation is these smart lights.
Oh, yes.
So they detect traffic. They're motion detectors.
They're smart.
What?
And he consistently feels like he needs to, like he's talking to a one-year-old.
Why are you looking at me?
just an accident.
Just happened to be that way.
All right, here he is.
We have one of our first tests for the smart electronic stoplights. And I don't know if you know what that means. That means no more if you're sitting there, it's a dead of night, there's not a car as far as the eye can see. Why am I waiting here at that red light? The smart stoplight.
All right, first of all,
that.
No one waits, okay? We just go. We roll through it. The other thing is, because he said it the same way like 8 times.
What?
Has anyone told him it also works during the day?
Exactly, right. Like early morning.
Governor,
no
cars. It works during the day.
Right.
It works as sunrise, sunset, dusk, all the time.
Right, early morning on a Sunday when no one's on the road.
Yeah.
Why are we just sitting here at night
at when
there's no cars?
Well, it works in the day, too.
Well, it's a dead of night.
As far as the eye can see.
It sounds more dramatic, the dead of night. It was a dead of night. I've got to do something.
Is it me or is it another week still playing in my head?
Oh,
yes, it is.
That's going to be stuck in my head.
Good morning, brother.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Steve Miller, what's happening with him?
I'm glad you brought that up, actually. We put it on pre-sale for about an hour, and then I took it off pre-sale. I made a visit to the amphitheater on Tuesday and in Bridgeport, and Howard and I were going over the seat setup, and we realized that we want to, you know, of course, make this the most comfortable venue possible, and we had ordered seats with no armrests and no cup holders. I said to Howard, why don't we, you know, I know it's going to cost more money and I know it's going to cut the capacity because armrests take up space. You know, if you don't have armrests on chairs, you can put more seats in the place.
Yeah.
Because there's less space being taken up by each seat. So I asked him if he thought it was a good idea if we had armrests and seats on all the chairs. And he liked the idea. But we realized at that point that we are going to be taking up more space than planned. So we quickly took Steve Miller off pre-sale, which was only on pre-sale for about an hour at that point. And we canceled the order of the seats that we had, and we ordered much nicer seats with armrests and cup holders. So it will take us about 8 to 10 days to redraw the venue, and we'll have a lot less seats. It'll be even more intimate than it was originally. We're going to probably cut the capacity a good 500 to 800 seats, and we're going to put cup holders and armrests on all the seats.
Wow. This is when you know they're building an amphitheater to accommodate the customer.
Exactly.
And not
fan-friendly.
Trying to squeak every penny out of people.
Right, no.
Comfort matters.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
That's
for the right reasons.
That's a big one.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is big. It is big. I mean, we're going to it's going to make the experience better, and I really want to make sure that this is the first venue that I have had a hand in building since Xfinity in Hartford. And I want to make sure that when I'm on the radio with you guys in the summertime, that nobody calls up and complains about it or complains
about it.
Where
am I
supposed
to put my drink?
Right.
Yeah,
right. On my left
arm.
Yeah,
it's much easier.
Left arm.
You know, I went to the you go to the top flight venues. Some of them don't even have many have armrests, but they don't have cup holders.
Yeah. Right.
I'm a big believer. If you want to drink, I don't care what it is, a beer, a soda, whatever it is, it's nice to not put it on the floor and then have your foot kick it.
Right.
Yep.
And then it spills
does.
All over the place, and people next to you get pissed, and
then
you have to go buy another drink. And
right. $6 or whatever.
Yep. Yeah.
Six. What are you, crazy? I got to earn a living.
That's what I paid for water at Madison Square Garden. $6.
Oh, water. Oh, yeah.
$6.
Me too. I paid for water. And they took the cap off. It sort of pissed me off.
Oh, really?
Right.
Right. The cap.
You want
oh,
the cap.
Oh, germs.
I paid for the cap.
But there was a cup holder. Where
right.
I was sitting, there was a cup holder. So at least I could put the on the back of the seat, which was interesting. I had not seen that before. I'd already ordered the seats because Tuesday night I went to the Eagles. I said, geez, the back of the seats. I hadn't thought about that. I like it on the side of the seat.
Right.
Yes.
But they had them on the back of the seat. But I really believe that if you make the venue really comfortable and people are saying, do I want to go see Steve Miller or not see Steve Miller? I like him. I would like to. But if I really like the venue, I'm going to go to the show.
Right.
And I think that that's what you have at the Toyota Oakdale.
Oakdale.
Know?
Right.
I agree with you.
That people love going there. Everything about it is easy.
Yep.
Right off the highway. Parking's easy.
Yep.
You know, the venue's great.
It is.
You
really
can
is.
Get a beer fast. It's all the things you want in a show. It's
bing,
intimate.
Bang, yep.
So when do you think Steve Miller tickets will officially go on sale? Do we know that yet?
Not yet, because either today or tomorrow we will redraw the whole – we're redrawing the whole venue. This venue is completely going to change seating-wise.
Whoops.
And so we are going to probably put it on sale the first week of March, which is 2 weeks.
Do you have to call someone and explain that to them, and how did that call go?
Well, luckily, it's Hussey Seating. They're a great company. We work with them a lot. And because we're such big customers, they didn't whine or complain about it. We were buying more expensive seats, so they were sort of happy about that.
Right.
And they had not gone into production on the seats because seats really weren't going to be put in for a month or two anyway. So
that's good.
It didn't. They actually probably had smiles on their face.
Now, what I meant is not the seat company, but your boss saying, hey, you know, we're going to have 500 to 800 more seats, but I thought it'd be nice to have less seats. Right. Do you have to call someone for that or
therapist?
I have to actually call. I should have called my my top guys, but I'm keeping it quiet, so we're only going to mention it on the radio here.
You went to the Eagles Tuesday night.
Yes, you saw the show before I saw the show. I was equally impressed. You know, it's funny how these acts that are over 70 years old, and I started looking up their ages, and they're 72 and 73 years old,
ooh,
how they play for over 3 hours on stage. And then you see the acts of today, and they do an hour and 20 minutes, and they go off the stage.
Exhausted.
And then bitching to me about how this was bad and that was bad, and yet you got guys like the Eagles that, and Paul McCartney and other artists, the Dead and Springsteen and all these guys that are over 70 years old that just play for the love of music and don't want to get off the stage. And it reminds me of the old days, how we all love music so much. It's not a job. It's really just for fun. They certainly don't need the money, that's for sure.
No. Right. They went above and beyond with the orchestra, the choir, the horn section, really above and beyond. And then all of those songs. They didn't have to do 32 songs. Like when I saw McCartney, it was in the 30s.
Yeah.
Right? But McCartney songs are, some of them, the Beatles are 2.5 minutes.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. So.
They played a long time, and Don Henley worked his ass off.
There you go. Where's Don Henley? Where's Don Henley?
Where's Don Henley?
Musically, they were amazing.
Cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, they recreated their sound perfectly, and I sort of, I'm a jam band guy, and I do love the Omens. I love the Dead. But I have to tell you, when a band gets on stage and recreates their music perfectly that's on the album, I love that also, and the Eagles are the best at that.
Yeah, they were great. Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
There you go.
Loved it. Just loved it. But what a late night. Ooh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It is late.
It's a long night.
What time to roll in?
Yeah.
I ended up getting home about 1:15 in the morning, and this show started at 7:30. Your show started at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't have to be anywhere the next day, so I was fine, you know?
Yeah, I had to get up and go back to work again and deal with the seating.
Right.
Make sure the seats they sent me the pictures were right.
And talk to us. Talk to these two idiots.
That's right.
You idiots.
Let's run through some stuff here. Pearl Jam. This is from Shane. Hey, Chaz, can you please ask Jimmy about likelihood of Pearl Jam for later this year? It's going to cost me $700 to $1,000 at this point to see him at MSG. If I'm going to spend that, I'd rather do it in Connecticut.
Right now, we're not holding any dates. My suggestion would be go to MSG because when we were talking about maybe getting dates on this first leg, I think they'll do a leg in the summer or the fall or later in the winter. We were really not talking much about Connecticut.
This is from Dave from Meriden. We've discussed some of these things, but Dave probably wasn't present or doesn't remember. Foo Fighters, any chance of them coming to Connecticut?
None at the moment, but I expect they'll extend their tour into the fall, and hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed. But right now, no plans.
Okay.
Korn, Faith No More.
Not playing Connecticut.
Oh.
Ozzy, canceled. How will they be notified? And we talked about this, I believe, Tuesday. How will they be notified and get that first shot at Ozzy tickets when it's rescheduled?
When it's rescheduled, and I certainly hope it is rescheduled, we have everybody's email addresses, and we will email people and give them the opportunity for the presale before we give it to the general public.
Let's see. Tony is on the phone from East Haven. Steely Dan at Bridgeport Amphitheater, ?
Wanted to get the show, but we don't open the amphitheater up until the end of July, and Steely Dan is touring in the beginning of July.
Ooh.
So timing didn't work out right, but I am hoping we will have a Steely Dan show at Mohegan Sun in November. We're talking to them about that right now.
I hear nothing but good things about the show.
Yeah.
Mike, yeah, same here. Great, great. For a band that never toured for a long time, they never got off the road now.
I think I need to take this one live.
We got
Jimmy will enjoy this one, I think. Catch up, Bob. What's your question for Jimmy Coplin?
Oh, geez.
Jimmy, this is going to sound weird, but I have very large hips, and I can't sit in audit, place. Even the Bluefish, the seats were too
narrow,
tight with the armrests. And I was wondering, at the Bluefish, they used to have a bench in the back by the gift shop. I used to sit there. But do you have seats that would be wider with the armrests?
Yes. The floor seats will probably be wider than the seats in the stands. Firstly. Second of all, we are going to build what we're going to call a GA area, which will have seats, but will not have reserve seats, which will be a bar area on each side upstairs. So
nice.
We're going to try to take care of that, too. We're going to make a seating area, and then we're going to have what we're going to call a general seating area that will be actually the least expensive seats, but there will be seats there, and there'll be a bar right there. We're going to try to create an area on each side upstairs where there is, you're like sitting in a bar watching the show rather than sitting in a seat and watching a show.
Bob, is it really your hips? Like your hip?
That,
so your hip bone is going to be bigger than anyone else's hip bone.
Yeah, and it's just the way it is. I can't, Doctors have done a perfect job.
All right, I'm just making a joke.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to hear your medical history.
I tried to get around his hip bone that one time in the box. Remember that time?
All right, Bob. Yeah. We love you.
Yeah, fell.
All right. AJ, not about you. All right, Bob, thank you.
Yep.
Let's take care of some tribe questions. From Dan, is Van Halen finished?
I think Van Halen's finished.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're finished. Sammy's doing his own tour with Whitesnake this summer. I wish we were having them in Connecticut, but we're not. I tried hard, but we couldn't open up the date. We tried to get them into Bridgeport, but we have another show in there the date they offered us. And so that didn't work out. It was actually the Deftones the day they were going to give us, but the Deftones are there already.
Dang it.
And we, David's out with Kiss, and Eddie is MIA.
Yeah.
He's doing treatment right now for that cancer thing.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the same thing we talked about with Ozzy. You know, as you get older and older, it gets more difficult to get out on the road.
Yeah.
Andrea, her question was that, why no Connecticut Whitesnake and Sammy Hagar? So we got that one answered.
Yeah, we couldn't get, as I mentioned, the Deftones were playing the venue that night, so we couldn't put them in.
Joey, any plans to bring Fish back to Connecticut?
Fingers crossed.
Oh, nice.
Maybe let's put it that way.
Tom, why won't Slipknot come back to Connecticut?
We tried to get them into Connecticut. They're doing a really great tour. I think they're one of the great live bands. Their music is beyond me, but that's because I'm not a real hard rock fan. But their stage show is one of the great stage shows I've ever seen. Couldn't fit it on the tour this time around, but hopefully next time.
Kyle, why are fees getting higher? $35 lawn becomes over $60.
Well, I'm not sure of the math there, although I won't dispute it, but we have not raised anything this year. I don't know what venue he's talking about. He's probably talking about the Meadow, Xfinity, that includes parking. So that's added on, and then includes the Ticketmaster fees.
Right. There's a lot of fees that you don't have any control over. There's some Connecticut tax, too, right?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes, that's a good point. There, in Xfinity, there's a 10% admissions tax.
There you go.
Added on to the ticket. Great point. It's something that we're trying to get removed this year up in Hartford. I've been speaking to the legislature. Right now, it's 7.5% at Oakdale, and it's 10% at Xfinity. But we're trying to get it removed. We're talking to, because there's no other state around us that has any admissions tax.
And you do multiple opportunities to buy like $20, $25 lawn seats, too. So,
we run specials, we run Groupon, we do a lot of stuff that offers opportunity for cheaper tickets.
With Jimmy, if there's still spots open, you can get a lot of free tickets through the course of the season.
Yep, exactly.
Yes, you'll get free tickets on Friends of Jimmy, and there are still a few slots open. Probably 20 to 25 concerts, maybe even 30 concerts here, we'll be offering free tickets to.
John, since no Dead and Company, any Phil Lesh and friends?
Working on a possible Phil show in the fall somewhere, but right now, nothing planned.
Adrian, Ozzy, all right, so that question was answered.
Right.
John, Foo Fighters, that was answered. Kevin, when is Jim Morrison coming out of hiding?
You would have thought he would have come out by now.
You would think.
Right.
Got to be hungry by now.
Do you remember?
I don't think anybody would recognize him anymore.
Jimmy!
What's
it might be Chaz, might be.
You never know. Who knows? You never know.
Do you remember when he died? I don't. Was he?
Yes, it was my right on my wedding anniversary weekend. So it was July 3rd, 1971, which is my wedding anniversary. So it was right around that date.
Oh, wow.
I was on my honeymoon when he died.
Oh, really?
Wow. I couldn't tell you the exact date offhand, but it was right around my honeymoon.
You were kind of busy.
And was he touring with the Doors at that time? Was he out and about, or had he stopped touring for a while?
No, he was, I think, over in France, living in France at the time.
Oh.
Have you ever met Jim Morrison?
No, never met Jim Morrison.
Let's see. Tyra, dear Mr. Koplik, have you written a book yet?
Oh.
If you have, I'd like to buy it. And if not,
I read one real fast. I got one buyer.
I think the world is waiting for you.
Well, the truth of the matter is my Thursday morning show on PLR, which has an AJ, is my book. I am not writing a book. My stories are on the air. And I don't like telling too many secrets. I know too many secrets, and I'm not a kiss-and-tell sort of person, except with Chaz and AJ off the air.
Yes, thank
you. but otherwise, no, I think writing a book tells too many, puts it in print, things that I probably shouldn't put in print that I was trusted with.
Gotcha.
But I verbalize them by mistake a lot.
It happens.
That's our job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yep.
Mike, why so many tourists skipping Connecticut this summer?
I don't think it's any different this summer than any other summer. We do have tourists that skip Connecticut. It's too easy to travel from Boston to New York to Philly without playing Connecticut. So, you know, it's my job and my booking team's job to make sure that we put a gate up and they stop and play in Connecticut. But I don't think it's any different this year. We always have tourists skip Connecticut.
I went to the Eagles with Dom from Long Island, and he's a concert nut. And Mark in the oil truck has a reference to something he and I were talking about, your Watkins Glen show. That is the largest gathering ever, correct?
Yes.
Well,
now, people think of Woodstock. They don't think of Watkins Glen, but Watkins Glen is the biggest concert event ever.
Wow.
Biggest gathering of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, for a paid concert, that's the largest. I mean, free concerts have probably drawn more people, but this was a paid concert. And Woodstock was a cultural event. Watkins Glen was a business, a festival that was done for business reasons. Only three acts on the show. You know, Woodstock had 3 days of so many acts of that were just breaking at the time. So it was a different era. But we tried to take the Woodstock concept, conceptualize it into a one-day festival where we could actually make money. The guys who did Woodstock lost a fortune.
Oh, see?
Right. And the difference is the movie. The movie makes that Woodstock seem like the greatest thing ever.
Like iconic.
Musically.
Yeah.
Because you see the performances. But days after and weeks after, people thought that was a mess. Like it was a disaster.
Right.
They lost money on the concert. They made money because of the movie.
Right. That
I wanted to make a movie of Watkins Glen, but the dead wouldn't let me.
Oh.
Dang it. I sent you something that Dom sent me that they're still pulling old cars out of the woods from your concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll take them.
Whoa.
So at first, all the cars that were abandoned, they used on a racetrack there.
Uh-huh.
And then there are some cars that they couldn't get started. Like, they showed pictures. There's trees growing around them. I mean, there's a lot of classic cars out in the woods, thanks to Jimmy.
I'll take one.
Well, not thanks to you. I mean, you didn't get them.
Right, just saying.
Yeah. Your concert.
Right.
Well, if they're good old Porsches, I'll take one.
Man, yeah.
You can imagine what a 1973 Porsche would be worth?
Exactly. Little Targa. Yep. I won this one.
What do you mean start me up?
I want to
be started up.
Huh?
I am started up.
They use the pedals.
Bernie Sanders is 78, September 8th, 1941. Mick Jagger, 76.
Okay, so
basically the same age.
All right, so the kid's younger. The kid's younger. So what? But look at him. He looks like he's having a seizure every time he walks.
But do you think Bernie Sanders can do a whole Rolling Stones concert?
Of course I can. I was original Stones. I was the Flintstones. It was me and Barney. You saw us. It was great. The kids loved us back in the 60s. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. I wore a loinclub, no underwear.
Watts is 78.
I have three toes in each foot.
Jesus.
Yeah, I remember that one time the Dino ran me over. That goddamn dog.
What do you have on your toe?
I have three toes.
Oh, three toes.
I each foot. I'm a Flintstone.
Well, you're so old. You have three toes.
Exactly. Back then, you only had three toes. You only needed them, and you loved them. Now, these kids today have 10 toes. It's amazing.
It's amazing how quickly AJ Bitts go to feet.
And I'm gonna strangle Phil.
You gotta love your toes.
I'm gonna strangle Phil. I'm gonna use him to stop a volcano from erupting.
What are you gonna?
I use him as a sacrifice.
Ah.
Exactly, because that's what we did back then. Back then, when there was a volcano, you sacrificed an idiot.
You sound more like AJ than Bernie Sanders right now.
Of course not. No. No one even knows who AJ is. God's sake. For God's sake, don't even bring that idiot up. That guy's a freak.
We love AJ.
That guy's a freak, for Christ's sake. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to have him removed from the country.
You're going to have AJ removed from
the
country.
I'm going to have him go to some other place. Yeah, he's somebody else's problem now. And maybe I'll sacrifice him to a volcano.
I'm not sure what you just said.
The same volcano?
The same volcano, yeah. First Phil goes in, then AJ.
Wow.
I thought you said Volvo-cano. I was like, what car is that?
You know what? You're a pain in the ass.
Get off my lawn, you young punk.
You know what a pain in the ass is? It's like a hemorrhoid, and Phil's one. Big fat hemorrhoid.
I have a hemorrhoid on my ass called Phil Antonelli.
Exactly, right. It's Phil McCracken.
I'm going to have it burnt off.
Exactly. I'm lasered. But they laser things now nowadays. It's like James Bond. They tie it to the table, and they make it. Are you going to talk? Most unbelievable thing. You got to have the music. Dun, 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 dun. Most man, I love that song. That was my wedding song.
That is pretty amazing that you think about all
Mission
these.
Mission Impossible. Yes, but.
Trump's pretty old, too. I mean, he's a young old.
He's 70 years old.
70?
70, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a kid.
I guess that's not bad.
He's a kid.
73.
Shut up, Phil. Sure, this he has. Hey, Phil, can you get a piece of audio? No.
Which audio did I not have for you?
Wait, what just came out of your ass?
Oh, sorry. I bent over to pick up a pen. That's why they call them the pens.
Why'd you throw the pen?
I didn't throw the pen. I dropped it, you idiot. I was reaching for my gun.
So Trump is 73. And then three of the front runners, right? You got Biden is 70-something, right? He's close to 80, right?
70, he's almost 80 years old. For
79?
77.
The old 77. Bastard. Yeah, the old bastard.
Bloomberg.
Oh, I don't even know. He's like Frodo years.
I think he's older.
I think he lives in a tree.
78.
No, he lives in a tree and makes cookies.
Bloomberg is a young 78, no?
No. He just had a birthday, February 14th.
No. He had a whole bunch of work done to himself.
No, but I mean, would you guess 78?
He had a penis lift. I saw it.
You would, Ash?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He had so much work done. He's got more plastic than a Corvette.
No, but when you put Biden and Bloomberg next to each other,
there's
would
too many
you
bees
say
in here. There's too many bees.
Bernie, that Bloomberg Biden, is Bloomberg. Older?
It's like I'm trying to blow up a balloon, for Christ's sake. Blah, 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 blah.
Man, someone's got to tell Biden that the Botox or whatever he's doing over there is
just froze bad.
Too much.
They froze his face like that kid that licked the pole in that Christmas story.
And then how old is Sanders?
I don't know. How do I look?
I think you're like 78, 79.
78.
They used to call me Cardinal.
So four of, well, you got Trump at 73, Biden 77, Bloomberg 78, Sanders 78.
These are the years we had gas rationing. I remember that, yeah.
So if you're 78, what year were you born in? So the 78.
Well, you figure Smokey Robinson, 80 years old, born 1940. So he's born in 1942. You know why I know that? Because Smokey Robinson's 80 years old today. He's born in 1940. I remember that kid.
Oh, yeah. quick math.
He's smooth. That's when Motown. There's your music, I'm telling you.
Why are you not talking into the microphone?
Because I sound funnier this way.
Why is your back to the audience,
baby,
Mr. Sanders?
Baby, let's cruise away. Let's fly.
You're facing the wrong way.
What? Oh, what the hell are you people doing here?
You got to learn how to use a microphone.
What the hell is a microphone? What is this thing on? Hello, is this thing on?
The microphone's...
Hello.
Sanders
it looks like a penis.
Bloomberg...
What?
They were before television.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Back then, we did shadow boxing. We did shadow boxing to entertain ourselves. We couldn't afford a wall.
You mean
we had to use our neighbor's wall.
Shadow puppets?
No, shadow boxing.
Shadow boxing.
Shadow boxing, like that song that the Bee Gees did back in the 70s. No, shadow
those
dancing.
Those young punks, Bee Gees.
Those old bastards. Their voices were way too high. Something happened to them. I think they had a tragic zipper accident. Oh, hang on. I'm wearing my white suit. Hang on a second. I'm going to bust a move or a hip. Hang on.
Wait, would Barry Sanders.
No, Barry's.
I'm combining my Bee Gees and Sanders.
Yeah. No, the Bee Gees Sanders, yes. Oh,
would,
look at me.
Would Bernie Sanders
here.
Like the Bee Gees, or would he think that newfangled music
I used to get busy this song. Oh, I had the honeys all lined up.
You so if he was born in 42,
you
like
know,
62,
yeah.
1960 was really his prime music. What was the number one hit of 1960?
I think it was JFK.
He looked the same in 1960.
Yeah, I always look the same.
Does he?
I'm Professor Bernie, exactly, yeah. I always had that nutty professor look.
He like always looked old.
I did. I came out that way.
Yeah. Oh, I know people like that.
I came out with no hair. Like I had the skullet going on. And I just kind of grew into my looks. I had a suit also. I had a birthday suit. It was the most amazing thing ever. Should have seen me, boy. I was pulling the chicks like crazy.
Oh, that is just the worst.
I had more chicks than Colonel Sanders.
Imagine being the doctor, give him a physical.
He slapped me. I sued the bastard. I sued the bastard. He slapped me. I said, what are you doing here?
Hey, God willing, we all get that old.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm growing my ear hair.
And keep in mind, these people are running for president, so they're not...
Well, I don't run. I just walk. I kind of shuffle.
I'm not sitting around watching Barney Miller.
I kind of shuffle. Barney Miller, I remember that kid. He was great.
He's a detective.
He had that Woja horse person. Exactly. He had fish.
Right down the street.
He had fish. Yeah, Abe Vigoda. Boy, that guy, I don't think he ever died. He's like 95 years old. All of a sudden, one day down, dead fish.
Do we have the number one song of 1960?
Oh, here we go.
9 weeks at number one.
Yes. Get out!
I hear this every time I fall in love.
This is the love theme to A Love Story, right?
Theme from A Summer Place.
Summer Place.
Yeah, all right, close.
Summer Place, yes. That's the place I had over in the Nantucket.
Jeez.
Yep, not Naugatuck, Nantucket. Totally different place.
This is like the number one song when he graduated high school.
Exactly, right? I remember we danced to this song. We danced and the cows came home.
It is pretty amazing that he's so old and hit the core of his following. The rabid Bernie Sanders fans are all young.
You know why? Yeah. You know why? I have lifesavers. They're in my pocket. Reach in for one. Who wants a butter rum? Want a butter rum?
Oh, wait a minute. There's some mint in there.
Oh, yeah. I got ribbon candy.
There's some butterscotch.
I got ribbon candy. And also when I walk, I spill change.
I love butterscotch.
The kids love change. Hey, look, he found a quarter. I bent down, but I farted again. I can't do it. Every time I bend down, I fought, so I leave the change for.
Only three other songs spent 5 weeks or more at number one that year. Two of them were Elvis songs.
Oh, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, right? Huh? Hound dog?
Nope.
No?
Elvis, 1960, before the Beatles.
Right. It's Now or Never.
Oh, wow.
And then 6 weeks, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
That's my campaign song. It's Now or Never.
That's what we need now, the king of rock and roll. We need a king of rock and roll.
Exactly.
The Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown, 5 weeks as well.
Oh, those guys, those punks. They were punks, I'm telling you.
The Everly
punks.
Brothers.
Everly Brothers.
They were up to no good. I remember keeping Susie out all night.
I smacked them once. I said,
you had to wake up little Susie.
You make sure she's home at 9. You know, little bastard.
I don't think he would say bastard.
Sure I would. I just said it.
Yeah.
Little bastard. It's fun. It's fun. The word bastard's fun. You say it more often. Bring it back. I'm bringing bastard back. Hey, you bastard, get over here.
I think this one has run its course.
I think so, too.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.